Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. During the beautiful month of Ramadan, we are all on a journey to discover ourselves, to understand and learn more about ourselves, our families, our communities, and the world that we are living in. Certain things that we'll see which are nice, and other things that we will see which are ugly within ourselves and also in our communities and the world. But in order for us to really achieve the full potential of who we are and to live a life of peace, love, and harmony, then we need to look to the best example sent to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sent by Allah azza wa jal to perfect insan, to perfect his morals, his ethics, his character, and his actions, to perfect humanity and make them the epitome of noble conduct. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ, that there has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal an excellent model for those who put their hope in Allah Azza wa Jal and in the last day and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. So in the month of Ramadan, we want to become the best role models for our family, for our children, for our community, and we want to become the best servants and slaves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order for us to become the best, then we need to look at the most perfect of creation, which is the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So we need to follow him if we have hope and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse not only praises the excellence of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam's character and personality, but he also commands the believers to emulate the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and his character and follow in the footsteps of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So in the month of Ramadan, it's very important for us not to be self-centered, not to be selfish and just think about ourselves, what we want to eat, what we want to do, how much sleep that we want to have, how much money we want to save, and just think about me, but rather be human-centered or communal-centered and not be selfish, be the opposite of that and thinking about other people. And sometimes people are self-centered based on their own personal interests, based on their principles or their opinions, and not looking to other and listening to other people, and this is harmful to the community, to the nation, to humanity, and also to your family as well. However, if you look at the world that we are living in, we are living in a very increasing interdependent world where we all depend on each other. Our economies depend on one another. Our society and healthcare affairs are all interrelated. Everything is connected. All of the products that we buy, we're all connected to countries in many, many ways, from the food that we consume to the electronics, to the healthcare, to the medicines. Everything, we depend on one another, and not one individual or one community has a monopoly on that. Therefore, we need to stop being self-centered and just thinking about ourselves, but rather look towards our community, our nation, and also the world as well. If you just look at how the virus spread, it was transmitted around the globe because those individuals who initially had it refused to take the necessary precautions, refused to stay at home, refused to be self-isolating, refused the healthcare and the workers and all of the other things. Because of them being selfish and self-centered, they impacted many, many nations, and they impacted the entire world. So this is not part and parcel of who Muslims are. We don't be selfish, and we don't just think about ourselves. We always think for the welfare and for the betterment of the community, of the society, and of the world. And therefore, in the month of Ramadan, we need to nurture within ourselves a stronger sense of ithar. And ithar in Arabic basically means altruism, to be selfless rather than self-centered. So altruism is a person who puts the needs of others above his own. In other words, an altruistic person is a selfless person and desires only good for other people. And this is why the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stated, whoever wishes to be saved from the fire of hell and admitted into paradise, then let him meet his end with faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, and let him treat people as he would love to be treated. So this is the trait that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, that treat others well, Be altruistic, be kind and considerate. Don't just think about yourself, and then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable you to enter into the gardens of paradise due to your altruism. So even in our personal expenditure, don't go to your shops and bulk buy. Do not be excessive out of your own self-interest or the interest of your family, but rather only buy that which is sufficient for you and think about other people. Same with the water that you use, same with the electricity and the food that you consume and all of the other things that you are able to control and manage. Think about other people. So let us pray that with our sincere efforts, we embody the true characteristics of ithar, altruism in our lives, and avoid being selfish in the month of Ramadan. As a result, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and our families and also our communities and our nation from all harm, from all threats and negative elements in this world and also in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to be generous, to be kind and considerate, and to be altruistic and remove all of those negative traits of being self-centered or selfish. Jazakumullahu khairan.